Tim Robbins echoes a similar idea in his film The Cradle Will Rock, in which anti-communists and New Deal opponents are little more than sexually repressed fascists. Advocates of family values are now associated with fascism across the international left. To favor the traditional family over here is to open oneself to the charge of being a Nazi, explains a member of the Swedish parliament. There's only one problem. None of this has anything to do with Nazism or fascism. The idea that family values are philosophically linked to fascism actually has a long pedigree going back, again, to the Frankfurt School. Max Horkheimer argued that the root of Nazi totalitarianism was the family, but the truth is as close to the opposite as one can get. While Nazi rhetoric often paid homage to the family, the actual practice of Nazism was consonant with the progressive effort to invade the family, to breach its walls, and shatter its autonomy. The traditional family is the enemy of all political totalitarianisms because it is a bastion of loyalties separate from and prior to the state, which is why progressives are constantly trying to crack its outer shell. Let us start with the obvious. It would be funny, were it not tragically necessary, to note that the Nazis were not pro-life. Long before the final solution, the Nazis cast the aged, the infirm, and the handicapped into the proverbial Spartan hillside. It is true that women were second-class citizens in the Nazi worldview, relegated to the status of breeders of the master race. But prudery and Judeo-Christian morality were hardly the justification for these policies. Nazi attitudes toward sexuality were grounded in unremitting hostility to Christianity and Judaism, both of which rejected the pagan view of sex as gratification, imbuing it instead with deep moral significance. Indeed, if you read Hitler's table talk, it is almost impossible not to see him as an open-minded free thinker. Marriage, as it is practiced in bourgeois society, is generally a thing against nature. But a meeting between two beings who complete one another, who are made for one another, borders already, in my conception, upon a miracle. Religion, Hitler explains, is in perpetual conflict with the spirit of free research. The catastrophe for us is that of being tied to a religion that rebels against all the joys of the senses. The Führer talks at length about his contempt for the social prejudices that look down on out-of-wedlock birth. I love to see this display of health around me. Recall that Hitler dreamed of transforming Germany into a warrior nation led by cadres of black-garbed Aryan Spartans loyal to him alone. Heinrich Himmler created the SS in the hope of making Hitler's dream come true.